Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Shine bright like a diamond. It's hump day. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to say hello to Eddie after our dear friend. You had said he'd been evacuated. I think you saw an update.
Someone said that via text.
I'll tell you something. He hasn't lost his sense of humor. He's saying some, you know, terrible things about his wife, and he's like, I don't know. I just don't know if I should tell these
you
jokes.
You can tell
on
the joke. It's funny. He's make it a joke.
He writes back, you know, this sucks. Lauren's a bit of a hoarder. That's his wife. Lauren's a bit of a hoarder. So this could be a plus. Like, what are you, a comedian? That's not funny. But he's a comedian. You make light of stuff, right?
Well, he's been through
this
a lot.
You laugh so you don't cry. I know.
They've had so many fires there. And by the way, I've been getting texts from folks around Pasadena, too, who their big fire, like, they're evacuating to the Rose Bowl and everything. It's crazy.
And really, this is a good time to just re-mention that we should all be very careful with ciggies and other flames.
At all times.
We could absolutely find ourselves in this spot if we're not careful. So please be careful.
Awful. The you also, your wife Shauna lives in LA, and
she lives in like Miracle Mile area around, you know, close to West Hollywood.
So she's looking out her window taking pictures of the billowing,
it's
smoke
apocalyptic
right
looking
there.
Yeah.
Well, we're
awful.
All familiar.
Yep.
Especially in the North Bay. I mean, I went through it over in Santa Cruz Mountains, but
you could actually hear, you were out on trails and you could hear
A
fire burning.
But the people in the North Bay, the Paradise Fire and Campfire was the one of the other ones.
The whole town
right?
got wiped off the map.
Mm-hmm.
And Coffee Park and Santa Rosa. I mean, yeah, we've all been through, like, it's just, it happens here. We've
got to
be so careful. And then there's those a-holes who are running around setting fires. Remember that guy? He'd set a bunch of fires.
Yeah.
He wasn't even from here. Like, came over from Phoenix or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
No, there are fire bugs, for sure.
Horrible. Okay, let's talk about fun stuff.
Okay.
How about some money? Let's talk about money. Just real quick. 5K a day starts next week. I'm mentioning this a lot because it's important to us that you listen on the free Odyssey app. Get in there, log into your account, and just for listening to Alice on the Odyssey app, every hour that you listen during the course of a day, you will get a daily entry. So you'll be in the running. You don't have to do anything extra. You're already going to listen, right? Come on, let's listen. Woo. So $5,000 every day starting Monday. But you got to have that Odyssey app. And I assume if you go to RadioAlice.com, we're screaming about it over there. All the deets.
Meet us there.
Yeah, meet you over there. All right, let's start with, I wanted to mention Billboard today because there's a guy by the name of Shabuzi, and he has a song called A Bar Song Tipsy. And he has been number one 19 non-sequential weeks, which is huge. It ties the record, which is the Lil Nas X guy. His song is the one with Miley's dad, Billy Ray. So I kind of felt for him because he's number one, he's number one. And then, was it Kendrick Lamar dropped a record? And every single knocked him out.
Yeah, it was Kendrick Lamar and then...
And somebody else also put one out. Hold on, I'm sure it'll be in here. There's a good Kendrick. It's the Kendrick Lamar one is the one that's still hanging in here. But he got knocked out and it happened like a couple weeks of that. And I'm like, oh, and then it started to fall a little bit more. And I thought, oh, he'll never do it. And he hasn't done it. He has not gotten week 20, but he's really close. And the fact that the number one song is Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, that's the stat I was reading you yesterday, that Lady Gaga is now only the third artist to have reached number one multiple times in three different decades.
Right.
So there's, I guess there's people who've done it with one, you know, one song per decade or whatever, but now she's done it with at least two in the aughts, the teens, and now the 20s. So it's been on, this last week, by the way, was number 17. And last week, number 17.
For Shaboozy.
Nope, for Die With a Smile.
Oh, okay.
Last week it was number 17, so something else must have come out. I think you're right. Because it came and went, because I don't see anything new. It's all, I see a lot of Sabrina Carpenter and stuff. So number one this week on the Billboard Hot 100 is Die With a Smile. It's peaking out. This is its first week, I believe, at number one. And A Bar Song is number two, which is, it's so close. It could happen. I'd kind of like to see him break the record.
Well, I told you over, I think it was Thanksgiving, he was the halftime show at one of the big football games. And I thought, boy, he's out there pushing to try and keep this song.
Let's break the record.
And that's good. That's what you should do. And I'm sure his record company was behind that. Like, hey, we got you a deal.
We're going to put you in front of some people.
Right. And so I don't doubt we'll see him again this week somewhere trying to make that happen.
Right.
Hope it goes.
Yeah. I love that Lady Gaga Bruno Mars song. I mean, it's just really, it has grown on me. Like fungus. I can't get rid of it. It's always in my...
It's got all the classic hooks.
It really does.
Every single one of them. Mm.
So maybe it peaks out this week and then starts to go down and Bar Song gets back up there. I don't know. I just see records broken. I don't even particularly love the Bar Song. It's fine. It's good. Everybody had the ball getting tipsy. It's nice. It's good. How is that number one for 20 weeks? No, it hasn't been. But maybe it will. Birds of a Feather. Billie Eilish. That's third on the list this week. And again, I think we were just talking about this. That was like, Spotify was like, that was the number one most, or like 1.8 billion streams. Incredible. Teddy Swims re-enters the chart. That's Lose Control. That one. I love this song so much. This guy. Great voice. Crank that up. In it. Wow. So good.
Ah. It's real good.
Yeah. I think you've played me this song before. Apartment, APT. Rose,
yeah,
and Bruno
Mars. APT. Hold on a second. Okay. I'll grab it here for you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course.
It's very catchy.
Yep. Good. Well, Bruno Mars is on it, so it's extra catchy. How you doing? Let's see, the rest of the top 10 here. That's number five. That's So True, a song by Gracie Abrams. That's at number six. And then Kendrick Lamar's Luther with SZA. I Had Some Help, Post Malone. And then two songs from Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso and Taste, are in the top 10.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to provide that service. There's your Billboard Hot 100, the top 10.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So thanks, Sarah.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
I'll be smarter today.
You can't possibly be. You're so smart every day. Didn't sound like a compliment, did it?
No.
You can't be
sounded
dummy.
Dripping with sarcasm. You big dullard.
I had so much fun today. Like, I can't remember the last time I laughed this much on a show. Like, it's just like super, super funny. You guys are on fire. By the way, we have this. What did you say? Everybody has hemorrhoids or something? Some story about hemorrhoids. And I'm like, yeah, I got a bunch of hemorrhoids right now. And then somebody texted in, but they just wanted to do a play on the Lindsay Lohan is a fire crotch thing. So they said fire crack, which is hilarious.
Which is you. You're the fire crack.
Sarah is a fire crack. Just funny. Okay, so back to business. Okay, man. Be serious.
Yeah, get serious.
Yeah. Scooter Braun seems like a douche. I don't know. I don't know the guy, but Taylor doesn't like him, so I'm with her.
Okay. Seems like a safe bet.
Yeah, right? Well, anyway, I've also seen pictures of him, and I can just tell.
You don't like him.
Judge a book by its cover.
All right.
Justin Bieber has now unfollowed Scooter Braun on Instagram. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Braun managed him for 15 years. Actually, a lot of people have jumped off the Scooter Braun bandwagon, and I'm not sure what the impetus was. Is it the Taylor Swift? He bought her catalog and she's all pissed off about it and was re-recording all her records. And I just don't know. But
I don't know if he... It seems like she got mad because he bought it behind her back, but I don't see how that's possible.
She was tricked out of it or something. I agree with you. Like, how did you not have a bun in that oven?
But
come on.
If you're a guy who's looking to make investments, yeah. how do you... Oh, we're back to the bun in the oven.
No. I mean, really, you need to listen to the whole show to get that joke.
Old giraffe in the race there.
Right, exactly.
I don't know how him betting on her talent by buying her music library makes him such a jerk. He likes her. He was offered and invested in her. And then she turned around and said, bleep you, and now has redone... So he's caught with a bunch of copies of music that he can't.
Right. That everyone just goes with the Taylor's version.
But I don't know if he was, you know, he outbid her. He can't outbid her.
You know.
Who's got more money than her?
I want to say that you're right, that this was like a backdoor deal that happened. You know, some record exec figured, I don't know how this happens. I don't know how it happens without her knowing and for her to be yelling about it afterward. You're like,
it's weird.
Yeah. Why did you, which makes you feel like it was like a backroom deal. So Justin Bieber
is now
and Scooter Braun.
Okay.
I don't know about that, but back in 2023, reports of their relationship, being tense, a Billboard claimed that Justin Bieber was actively looking at how he might extract himself from his contract with Braun. And a bunch of people have jumped out of Braun's camp. You know, I didn't realize who he managed. Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, David Guetta, Black Eyed Peas, Carly Rae Jepsen. He had a stable.
So the timeline for the thing with Taylor. So he acquired Big Machine Records, which included the masters to Swift's for 6 albums. She was not notified of the sale. So she wasn't, you know, she would have bought them, but he didn't even tell her. He just sold them.
So you're saying this guy bought a record company that he found out had that in their
catalog. Well, I'm
catalog.
Sure he was working with them and everything.
Okay, right.
And then Braun sold the masters to Shamrock Holdings. It's a company owned by Disney for $405 million. And again, Swift said she was not part of the deal and Braun required Shamrock not to contact her about it. So, you know, her whole thing is, I wanted to buy these, but you sold them.
You scuzzed me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but at least it sounds like he's not caught holding the bag of music that's worthless now. It sounds like Disney got caught with
Disney
it.
Disney got it.
Oh,
no. He didn't realize she was busy re-recording every one of her records.
Yikes. Okay.
And just to defend Scooter a second, he has said that he handled all that acquisition stuff badly and he'd go back in time and change it. I think he's just saying that because the Swifties.
Well, sure. They're all mad at him.
Yeah, don't mess with
him. You know, his life's on the line with the Swifties.
Everywhere he goes, a 7-year-old kicks him in the shin.
Yeah. Another one of you little brats. Come on, man.
That's for Tay-Tay.
Don't do it. I am totally out of time. I just looked at the clock. I know. I can't believe it either. We're having so much fun today. All right, what you got?
Let's see. What do I want to do for you? Oh, glitter pickles after these.
Okay.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All kinds of info and photos and trailers for all the things that we talked about today on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on, Alice. Here's what's happening. Most people find themselves now in a Zoom one way or another.
Mm.
Might be a family Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a business Zoom. It's become a regular part of everyday life thanks to the shutdown.
Yep. Even your grandma, even Nana knows how to work it.
Mm-hmm. I do guitar lessons on Zoom. Mm. That's what I do. Dude lives in Florida.
Incredible.
It's almost like there's no guitar teachers around here. It's just the way it went.
What's the difference?
I know. That's what it
doesn't matter where the guy is. He could be on the moon. If you've got a Zoom link, you're all set.
Those constant Zoom calls and Google Meets are now changing the way people see themselves.
Oh.
What does that mean? It means they spend more time staring at their own reflections than they do the person they're talking to.
I do that sometimes. That's why I like the one, I like it when it's, like, I like FaceTime because I'm tiny and I can't even see it. And I'm like, then I'm just looking at my sister or whatever. But when it's Foursquare, like, a lot of times I kept, like, looking at myself. I'm like, is there any way I can just get myself off of this thing?
And then they say, thanks to appearance-enhancing filters that people are now using.
I look so beautiful on
there. Does this mean Jane wants her nose off her face?
Yeah, she just wants to be whited out with just her dark eyes and her red lips.
Okay.
Yeah, and her bangs. Remember when she had bangs? I used to love those bangs.
She, right now, when we came back, she doesn't have the bangs anymore. No. She grew it out during the
pandemic.
Lockdown.
Because she couldn't go get the razor, you know, precision laser cut.
But the bob around the bottom.
So good.
It's laser sharp.
It's so good.
It is so, there's not one, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
Like that's, she keeps the bar so high.
Yep. She's putting so much effort in. I'd be like, I'm taking a day off from the whole thing where I put it together and I look like a goth princess. I'm going to just not do that this day.
Every single day.
Then I'd be like, well, that went fine. I guess I don't need to do that anymore. I'm just gonna keep on keeping on with the whole relaxed thing.
Hey, I think it's cool. There are people out there willing to, you know,
put it all together.
Put a minute into it.
Yeah.
Or hours.
I don't have any of those minutes.
I know, me neither.
I can barely just like put a sweater on. Like I feel dressed up today. I have a sweater on as opposed to like a hoodie with a zipper.
Oh.
Which I have every other day.
These appearance enhancing filters that we're looking at ourselves with. They find themselves considering cosmetic procedures as a result of these Zooms that they're staring at themselves in and realizing, hey, I look a lot better when I don't have those wrinkles.
Listen, don't
those
bother.
Eye bags.
Do not bother with the cosmetic surgery. You're not going anywhere. You're already on Zoom. You look so good on Zoom. That's your new you. It's like my avatars over there on Pokemon Go. I'm like, I picked the skinniest one and I put the shortest hair on it and it's like cool, you know, punk rock clothes. I'm like, that's me. That's who I am.
They did a survey of over 500 participants, and they suggest that more people are spending more time considering cosmetic surgery during video calls.
Just looking at themselves.
They're not listening to you blah at them. They're looking at themselves and going, God, I look ugly. Mm. Or whatever.
Or God, I look great with this filter on.
Yeah. So. Mm.
Yeah. Lighting's important, too. I mean, you got to. There's a lot that goes into a really successful Zoom appearance. Hi, it's me, my Zoom me.
TikTok's new obsession is glitter pickles or glickles.
TikTok is maybe, that's a little bit silly. There's got to be something though.
On how to make them went viral last month, but a lot of people missed it over the holidays.
Oh.
They're easy to make. You open a jar of pickles, dump a ton of edible glitter in there, and enjoy the fanciest pickle you've ever seen. I can't play the videos because most of them have cursing in them. So it's a edible glitter. Now, listen, I am a girl dad.
Glitter
is maybe the worst invention
of all time
in the history of the world. Mm-hmm. Those little dresses that my kids want to wear, whether it's. I can't even think of, who's Avalor?
Avalor?
What is her name? It's not Sabrina. Anyway, all the princess costumes
all
have way too much glitter. And when that kid runs up to hug you and you're like, oh
now
my God,
glittery.
I love this kid so much, but I really don't want that. Fudge.
I bet you there's a lot of dads out there who tell their, oh, our kid hugged me. I didn't go to a strip bar. Our kid hugged me.
I was just thinking that. That's a great cover
for
a strip bar.
Why is your lap all glittery? Oh, it's, you know, it's the aerial costume that our kid wears.
Normal glitter can be very toxic, though, so you have to be very clear that you're using the edible kind.
Yeah, that's the thing about glitter is they say it's actually really quite terrible for the environment.
Yeah.
It's plastic.
Yep.
That's already broken way down.
Yes.
In edible bite-sized form for turtles and other sea creatures and birds and our delicate waterways.
Ugh. It's the worst.
You know, we're just the worst.
But, you know, who wants to eat a pickle unless it's a glitter pickle?
Now the edible glitter, that's fine, right?
I don't think so. It's glitter. Why do you got to color, you know? Really?
Everything needs
you need
to be
a glitter
pretty.
Pickle?
Things need to be pretty. Well, I got a TikTok account over here. I'm trying to get some content going. Glitter pickle it is.
It's official.
Next week it's glitter yogurt.
Okay. It's officially Girl Scout season again. If you're into it, I've got some bad news for you. It looks like two beloved flavors have been given the pink slip. 2025 cookie lineup will feature Girl Scout s'mores and toast yays, but they've announced this is their final year. S'mores, is this a sales thing?
I don't care about either one of those. As long as they've still got the Samoas and the Thin Mints, I'm also, you can keep all your other Girl Scout cookies. I guess
same too.
Yeah, those, I don't care. I get one pack of the Thin Mints. I put in the freezer because I want them ice cold.
Uh-huh.
And then the Samoas are basically I inhale those.
You don't put them in the freezer too?
No, I don't because the caramel is too hard for my teeth.
Yep. Oh.
I don't like that.
They say these are the classics and they'll be back. Thin Mints, Samoas,
yeah.
Trefoils?
I don't know. I don't know. I know which one you're talking about, but I don't know how you say that.
Peanut butter patties. Peanut butter sandwich.
No, thanks. I can keep all those. Just
Adventurefuls, caramel chocolate chip, lemonades, lemon ups, and Toffee-tastic. All going to be there for you.
I've never heard of those last
year.
Three.
Huh?
Toffee-tastic sounds like something I should maybe try.
Oh, the lemon ones are really good, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. I like a lemon bar.
Yeah.
I'll eat one of those. Mm. I know that's not the same, but lemon, safe.
Yeah. Oh, really? There's nothing like a really good lemon bar.
Yeah.
Like a really good one.
A guy in Maryland was driving last month when someone cut him off in traffic. Why you? He now says, no hard feelings because he remembered their license plate number and used the digits on 10 different lottery tickets and they all hit.
What?
Wow.
He bought 10 different lottery tickets with those numbers and they all hit for $50K. So the jerk who cut him off helped him win $500,000.
I'm mystified. What kind of lottery was this? A drawing? Like just scratch offs? I don't understand how.
No, not scratch off.
No,
he would use the numbers like you'd get a quick pick.
Okay.
But he went in and said, "I'll use these numbers.
These are the ones I want,
and I'll take 10 of these tickets." Man, I
all with the same number.
You know how you gave us some scratch offs?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't hit, but I keep thinking like, gosh, I always read these stories about people that hit. I should just buy one of those things already. But then
that's how it starts.
There I was in the store and I just got all clenched up. There's people, lines behind me and they're like all holding their snacks.
Yeah, you got to know what you want.
It just went, I give up. And I left.
It's for the best. I looked at your card later and you hadn't scratched off half of it. Like there were all these bonus things on the side. I'm like, dummy.
You got them for me?
I got, but there was nothing.
Oh,
you know what sucked about that? I bought these lottery. We went out. It was like an Alice thing. I got everybody a lottery ticket, for $10
or whatever.
You're
the only one that hit, though, huh?
And I was the only one that hit. I think, what I win? $75
or
something.
I don't know. That doesn't suck. That's good for you.
I just felt like, oh, of course I got to have the way. I want somebody else at the table to win $75. I wanted Maddie to win $75 or Janie. Not you or Michael, but, Maddie or Janie.
Wow, that's painful.
Well, you weren't even bothered to scratch off all the
I don't know how to do it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Yes, that's exactly what I want. Glitter poop. LOL.
Oh.
Well, everybody wants that.
That's fun.
I usually tip a little edible glitter into the toilet before I poop so that I can.
Isn't edible glitter called salt? My most interesting Zoom was recently with four siblings I never met that my whore bio father produced when going port to port as a ship captain in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, wow.
Michelle, Menlo, Odyssey.
And how did you look in the Zoom call? Did everyone say, oh my God, you're so pretty?
The generations ago, you were doing what you wanted and you never knew that there was a possibility that some company would come out and say, you know what you should do? Give us your DNA and we'll tell you who you are.
Privacy.
You're going to love it. And I remember I was given a free one.
Yeah.
And my dumb ass went, let's do it. Right. And 2 minutes later, you're hearing about people's lives being ruined and all the data that you gave them, they now have. And I think one of the companies sold.
Yeah.
So the company sold with all that data.
Where's that data? We don't even know because we're not following companies getting bought and sold.
I used it to really nail down that my father was my father. Because I met him when I was 17, met my siblings when I was 17. I look just like him and my siblings, but, you know, maybe I just look like him.
You also look like Chip Gaines. So.
Did the ancestry thing and it came
definitely
up.
Definitely like second cousins at most.
We'll find out.
You could find out. Do you think you could find out?
I don't know. I'm just looking for my Joanna.
Well, her name's Shauna.
You know. No, what? Don't say that.
Okay.
They're not... I
know, but she's...
It's complicated.
Pretty.
It's not that complicated. You live up here and she lives down there.
Yeah. But they're still really good friends.
Hey, yes, help we're still very fantastic. Good friends. Fantastic.
When he gets his hip done, she's coming up to help him. She's going to take him to the thing. And like, she's a good girl. You guys are, you're very sweet to each other.
Try to be.
We have a long time together. 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Taylor's dad made $10 million off the sale.
I heard that. Somebody had else texted me that he was the chairman on one of the companies that bought and or sold the rights to those, and he benefited from that sale. And that might be how she found out that it happened.
Well, why didn't he tell her before he...
Because he wants his $10 million, obviously.
He's also an investor, so he's probably got investments all the time that are happening around him. He has no idea.
Money just makes more money.
But
so
your
great.
Your daughter's library?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Did you want that?
I mean...
Oh, it's too bad. I just sold it. Here, you can have the 10 mil.
Sheesh. Anyway, game me.
Mm. All the time. Oh, you're going to do the...
I got everything over here. All right, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Doing a lot of talk about flying cars today, so
oh,
we're going to do
it. I thought I had it.
Oh, no. Oh, I've got it. I've got it.
All right.
I'm sorry when
That's
you put your thumb up. I mean, we got to see what's going on here. It's been 2 days since we've been back. Yeah. Sarah is undefeated.
Oh, I'm undefeated this year. Yeah, that's right. No
undefeated
champion
in
so far, my friend.
You wanted this year to be better. There you go.
All right.
It's all downhill from here.
Yep.
All right. So a little fiction or flying car thing here.
Oh.
flying cars.
This sounds like
it's all
gonna
about
be
flying cars. Okay. So question number one, we'll let Vincent go first.
All right.
Vinny Vincenzo, which science fiction novel first described a flying car? Was it 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Masters of the World, The Time Machine, one of those three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to go, and by the way, this is just a guess. I have no idea. Masters of the World.
Just because it seems so unlikely, I'm going to say 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Right, Vinny. Oh, it is Masters of the World. Yay! It's a Jules Verne, still a Jules Verne, though.
Oh, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
What?
One up.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Sarah, don't.
They can't lose them all.
What is the term for vehicles that can transition between driving and flying? Is it aeromobiles, dual mode vehicles, or VTOL vehicles?
VTOL vehicles.
It's VTOL. I mentioned that in the story.
Actually, no. Their main term is dual mode vehicles.
No,
so you're both wrong.
Oh,
suck at
you
life.
Got us with the. Okay.
Bastard. Let's get them.
What is the estimated price range for a modern flying car prototype? 50 to 100,000, 200 to 500,000, or $1 million to $2 million?
Who's up?
I think you're first.
Bebop B.
I say $1 million. Million to $2 million.
Vinny's right. It's B, 200 to 500K.
Well, I'm going to need to stage a comeback here real quick.
All right.
I don't want to hear your stupid song.
Yeah, you do.
We all do.
Okay.
It's your husband. What are you doing? Of course you want to hear that.
Which company created the Transition, one of the first rotable flying cars? Was it SkyDrive, Terrafuga, or Airbus?
Terrafuga.
Airbus, Bob.
Sarah.
All right. Oh!
Terrafuga.
Dang it.
Excuse me, sorry. I got my little girl.
All right. Let's see here. I've got two more left for.
I'm ready.
Which startup is working on flying taxis for urban use? Uber Elevate, Waymo, or Lyft Air?
Uber Elevate.
Lyft Air.
Sorry, Vinny. It is Uber Elevate.
All right. We are now tied.
All right. Here you go.
Tiebreaker. Here we go.
And I'm going to say closest to on this one.
Okay.
What percentage of experts predict flying cars will be commercial use by 2050?
88%.
50%.
Sorry, Sarah, you went over. 75%.
Yeah, you said closest.
Closest to, so yeah, you got that one. All right. I didn't say without going over.
Yeah, you said closest to.
You're right. You're right, Sarah.
Guess what? I'm always right. And I'm going to hear my song, yeah? Because I win the game.
Wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Boom. Saracuda. Hey, isn't there another one that I have from them, too?
Yeah.
Rotate that one in next. Okay. Next time I win tomorrow or, you know, whenever it is. Don't look so sad, Ben. Oh.
Well, there goes my day.
Don't worry. You can't lose them all. Now.
Hi, Ben.
I can't lose them all.
No, it's impossible.
I don't think that's how that goes. You really got to work on your sayings, man. The bun right. In the oven and the...
I don't have to wrap it in this hole.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to all day here to the station. And then this afternoon with Janie. And then tomorrow, Scott Capurro is in studio. And we'll see you back here. It'll be Thursday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.